I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Adora Winquist. Adora, are you ready to do this?
I sure am, George.
All right, let's go. Adora is a world-renowned alchemist. She's working to awaken and evolve consciousness. She's the co-author of Detox, Nourish, Activate, Plant and Vibrational Medicine for Energy, Mood, and Love. Excited to have you on. Adora, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Okay, well, wonderful. Thank you so much, George. I would say that the focus of my work is connecting with the natural world and ancient traditions, philosophies, and alchemical interventions to cure a modern day desire to reconnect with ourselves, with each other, and with nature. And so working with essential oils, working with crystals, working with vibration has been a passion of mine for over 20 years in professional practice, but I think it was seeded at a very young age, and I spent much of my time in the woods or in the water or collecting stones or collecting crayfish or even worms for a period of time.
Sure.
I know it's a little bit peculiar, but nature is where I always felt most connected, secure, comforted, and alive. And I think that there's something so potent in that, that we are all in particular right now finding an inner calling for reconnection. And the remedies of the natural world provide that in an incredibly vast and versatile way. So I would say that for my personal life, I have two small children, two young daughters, Lily and Violet, two flowers or two gems. I have a wonderful partner and ally in not just life and in family, but also in creation. We have a different creative project outside of the Adora Winquist platform. And, you know, in terms of my passion, I deeply love creating things, creating these formulas, which I've been doing for over 20 years, these beautiful blends to heal, to awaken, to evolve the consciousness of humanity, and in ways that are, I think, not only empowering, but also accessible for people. And so along that journey, the creation of, or the authoring of my book that just came out in July, has really been something that has been calling within me to come forward. And so in the writing of that, I went through 20 years of journals of formulas that I've created and working with clients and working with the plants and the crystals and the energy consciousness and things like sacred geometry and meditation. And of course, my own healing journey. And I think that so many of us that find our true calling, our passion, or what I like to call our soul purpose, because I believe that our soul work truly is our soul work. And when we can embody that and align with that, our life lines up in this incredibly synchronistic and vibrant and abundant and harmonious and delightful way. So, you know, in the writing of the book, I was able to go through all of these time periods of my past. And it was really powerful to see how much I've shifted, because I think that we all tend to be overcritical of ourselves and impatient, and myself in particular with that. And when we have a desire, something that we want to create in life, we often don't acknowledge how far we've come. And I like to call that the over the shoulder moment, where we can really be mindful, connect with ourselves, and look back at our life's journey and know that every step we've taken has brought us directly, perfectly, in an imperfect way, here and now. And when we can see how far we've come, it's incredibly empowering to be able to create the next steps of healing and empowerment and connection in our lives. So I would say that that's a circuitous snippet of my journey and my work, as well as my personal life.
Nice. I love it. You mentioned accessible. How do you think about that? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Mm-hmm. I think that right now, especially through the past year and a half, we've had to ask ourselves some really profound questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Am I living my best life? Am I healthy? Am I happy? And if these questions provide answers, when of course they do, they also provide us with direction. And when we can make connection with the natural world and the remedies from an essential oil perspective, which of course is my great passion and specialty, working with crystals, of course, too, working with aspects of nutrition, of meditation, and we can do it in a way that is accessible and practical, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Right. And I think right now, in particular, as we're looking at so many changes and shifts in the world, we're called to a deeper sense of self-responsibility and self-reliability for our own health and well-being. And accessibility and practicality, even when we're talking about perhaps alternative medicine or New Age philosophy or metaphysics or psychodynamics. These two aspects of accessibility and practicality are imperative for us to be able to take sometimes the first step, sometimes the second step, and the habitual steps on what I like to call that stepping stone pathway of personal transformation and personal growth. Because we all know that human nature, if we say, okay, I want to make these changes in my life, I want to be more successful in my career, I want to have more intimacy in my relationship, I want to have more energy and vitality or better sleep. And we put forth this incredible list of either requirements, practices, supplements, what have you. If it's overwhelming, what do we do?
Nothing.
We do nothing. So accessibility and practicality are imperative for those first steps, which seem like tiny footsteps, but they can lead up to a quantum leap in terms of a shift, an awakening, garnering new levels of awareness of who we are, why we're here, and how we can live in a more harmonious, benevolent facet of life.
Nice. Yeah, I think that there's, and this is myself included, certainly human beings, we do have a tendency to say, okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and this, and this, and I'm going to find new information about it, I'm going to get it, and then I for a variety of reasons, like we've been talking about, then it just doesn't happen. So it needs to be sustainable. It's just got to fit into my life, and that first step of actually taking action on it and starting to implement it is such a massive one. People come to you, I imagine it's, and for me, I'm interested in being healthy. I want the vitality and the energy and everything that you just described, and I imagine that's pretty common. And I'm also terrified of all the plastics that I've been reading about, how there's just plastic and everything, and I'm essentially now made of plastic and it's going to kill me. So what are some of the starting points to that you're helping people with?
Well, again, I think we have to come first step back to accessibility, practicality. Are you breathing deeply? This is such a profound and sometimes revelation for people, that deep breaths are a way to feel grounded, to energize the body or calm the body. And so often we, you know, mental health right now globally is at the forefront of our consciousness, right? Anxiety, depression, overwhelm, these we see so often and experience so often, myself included. But when we are practicing deep breathing, anxiety cannot be present in the body when we're able to take those deep breaths from the lower belly. So that's one. Having clean water that you take is so imperative to cellular health, and which is the health of our entire physiology. Nutrition that is healthy, that is clean, organics. Again, this is such a primary importance because this is what feeds our cellular level. And our cellular health, we know, is directly correlated to our emotional health, our mental health. And then taking it a step further, connecting with nature. Again, very simple practices, going out even when it's, you know, it's starting to get cool here in Asheville, but being able to get the sunlight even as it diminishes this time of year is so important for our vitamin D levels, our emotional health, our vitality. So these are simple steps. And what I like to refer to is that stepping stone path. Each step that we take that allows us to garner a greater sense of well-being, feeling good. Feeling good is...
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Really so underrated. And I don't mean feeling good if, you know, it's an immediate pleasure. I mean feeling good from a very healthy perspective. And when we're taking care of our body and we're taking care of our emotions and we're practicing self-forgiveness, self-acceptance, kindness, self-love. Again, these are also steps on that pathway of higher evolution, higher health, higher experiences of life, alignment, flow, and synchronicity. And of course, from my perspective as a healer and an aromatherapist, I'm incredibly passionate about using essential oils. And when I say essential oils, I mean the pure essential oils that come directly from the plants to via inhalation to modulate our emotional resilience. And this is a profound intervention that we have all around the world, because the oils do come from global farms, right? And so when you have a pure essential oil that you can pick up and that you can inhale, right? And different essential oils, and, you know, we'll talk about right essential oil, right context. If we don't have time for that, there's tons of information on my website. However, to make the point that using the essential oil via inhalation, because of the proximity of the nose to the brain and the power of the limbic system and amygdala that regulates so much of our physiology, we can literally lift and shift our mood in the moment, right? So think about that in moments when we're anxious, we're overwhelmed, feeling down, feeling disconnected, feeling a sense of uncertainty. And these are feelings and emotional experiences that we have not only every day, but in the, you know, a range of a moment. We can experience all of those emotional responses. And so when you're inhaling the essential oil, you're able to not only transform your feeling and mood in the moment, but the more that you use them, the more that you can shift the trajectory of your emotional response, right? So as a response to stress, to PTSD, to just the general feeling of disempowerment that so many people are experiencing, not just now, but through lifetimes of adversity, right? That we experience challenges throughout our life. This is a way that we can further align those stepping stones. And, you know, think of it, the better that we feel in each moment and we're able to build on those moments, the more it becomes a bridge to allow for the highest expression of who we are to surface in the world, right? In terms of our relationship with ourselves, how we care for ourselves, how we love ourselves, and then how we engage with everyone in the world around us, whether it's our family, our coworkers, our colleagues, our community, and the world at large.
I love it. So we can use essential oils when I am feeling anxious or stressed, and I recognize that I'm getting that triggered response from something. I can use an essential oil as an intervention at that time.
Yeah. Yes, and then the more that you use it, the more you're able to retrain your neural pathways and create this momentum for greater emotional resilience, healthier emotional response.
Nice. Okay.
And the super interesting thing too is that essential oils, because of their lipid nature, the fact that they're fat soluble, the molecular size, they are able to pass through the blood-brain barrier and offer the full gamut of their phytonutrients, not only to our brain, but to our blood, and then therefore our entire physiology.
Fascinating. I'd never even thought or considered that. So I'm breathing it in through my nose, and that's going right into my brain. It's the actual molecules of the oil.
Yeah, which are filled with chemical constituents. You know, an essential oil can have over 100 chemical components. Rose oil in particular has about 300. So they are rich biochemically, and they are also rich vibrationally, because they are the quintessence of the plant, the vital life force, the energy, the consciousness.
So super important that the oil that I'm using is not made in some kind of a lab.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's interesting and not often discussed that if you don't know the point of origination for the oil, where it's grown or distilled, think of all of the points that it traverses before it becomes a product at your health food store or boutique, or whatever your vendor is. And so, you know, the art of adulteration is a multi-million dollar business. It is a science on its own, because there's only so much plant material grown every year. And because of that, distilled.
Yeah. So how do obviously I can come to your website and find the products there. How else do I know that the product that I'm looking at is in fact good?
Mm-hmm. So this is a great question. The best way to do that is to start to build a relationship with the plant, with the essential oil, to create your own lexicon of purity. Right. And then we're working with our organoleptic senses of sight, of smell, of touch, and sometimes of taste, right, to be able to determine what's quality. But in the beginning, it's a part of the exploration and the education. When I started over 20 years ago, I had really no idea. I thought every company that said their oil was pure and that it was pure and natural. And so it is a time of study. Now, there are some baseline parameters that you can look at. But A, knowing your supplier is key, but seeing, you know, does the essential oil have the common name and the Latin name, the part of the plant still, the country of origin, the method of distillation? These are all some basic requirements. Is it in a darker bottle? Because if it's just packaged in clear glass, that's a huge red flag. Right, because essential oils do break down with the sunlight. But ultimately, you can spend a lifetime exploring different essential oil companies. Or you can go to someone that you know, that you trust, or that's done the work, put the time in, and the finances, right? Because the exploration of all of those oils is very costly. There are some oils, like this happens to be a seaweed absolute that I just adore right now because seaweed is so rich in so many nutrients. But a bottle of rose oil like this is easily over $100 if it's pure.
For somebody let's just use me for an example. What would be, is there a gateway oil or the great starting point?
I love that question. Is there a gateway oil? I would say first, instead of saying, is there a gateway oil? I would say, what emotional response is a core go-to of your patterning, right? And so then you're really looking to address your unique needs and your unique physiology. Because ultimately, true aromatherapy is creating something that would address on an individual specific basis from a holistic perspective. So if you were going to say to me, I tend to be a little more anxious, I might say patchouli oil is an incredible oil that helps us connect with the earth, with our bodies, wonderful for addressing mild levels of anxiety. They've done some research on that in particular, but it's one of my favorite oils because it's like, it reminds me of being in the forest. And I always say that those that think that patchouli is remnant of the 1960s hippie era, then you probably haven't smelled true patchouli. Because it is just an incredible essential oil, and it's very, very full, very rich. If you said to me, Adora, you know, I tend to feel down, maybe especially during the winter, I would say try some blood orange essential oil because it's that oil of joie de vie. It's incredibly uplifting and full and just delightful. If you said to me, I sometimes don't sleep really well, or I have challenges around relaxation. Of course, lavender is many people's gateway essential oil, but even a lot of the lavender that's on the market is either a hybrid or adulterated to some degree as well.
Got it. I love it. Okay, perfect. Well, Adora, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can they connect? Where can they get a copy of the book, Detox, Nourish, and Activate, and where can they get the oil?
Well, thank you, George. It's been such a pleasure being on the program chatting today. You can visit adorawinquist.com, my website, where you can buy a signed copy of the book from there. You can buy the full range of either our curated essential oils or the products that I've created. You can also find out about our events. Every week I lead a complimentary meditation. It's every Thursday. This week with the holiday, it'll be tomorrow. A wonderful way that we work with an essential oil and a crystal in each guided meditation that I offer. You can also, if you like meditating, our YouTube channel at Adora Winquist has a whole library of complimentary meditations. Our Instagram at Adora Winquist has wonderful tips and inspiration and alchemical interventions. And we write every week about crystals, essential oils of the week, visualization. So it's some great tips for empowerment there. And you can also purchase the book at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, if you're in Europe, through my publisher, aeonbooks.co.uk. And I think there's probably many other locations too, depending on where you are in the world, both physically and online.
Wonderful. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Adore your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to adorawinquist.com. That's AdoraWinquist.com. Follow their YouTube channel, and Instagram, and you can find on the website the information for the weekly guided meditation as well. So I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Adore.
Thanks, George. And have a wonderful holiday season.
You as well. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.